It is June 27th, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I'm John Lothian. This podcast includes commentary from our hits and takes section of JLN's, stories from the first read section of today's newsletter, a listing of the top three stories from yesterday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. We also have a video from The Spread. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Managed Futures Association President Emeritus Jack Gane passed away on June 25th, 2022. His obituary says he died of a broken heart as his wife of 45 years, Tish, died 11 days earlier. Gane was also a former general counsel of the CFTC, besides being a long-serving president of the MFA. Condolences to his family, friends, and colleagues. Today we have the first episode of Options Discovery with Alex Tang, JLN's new content creator for this program that is part of the Spread video series. The upcoming episodes will feature interviews with option industry leaders and players as part of the program. Congratulations to Alex on getting the first one up and published. I'm very excited to see where this young man goes with this video program. Tradier recently held a six-hour Trader Options Summit in partnership with SIBO Summer 2022, and they have the replay of the summit available on YouTube. There's a link for the replay in today's newsletter. I'm going to be headed to the Boy Scouts Summit Bechtel Reserve High Adventure Base in West Virginia on July 9th and return on July 15th. This is a family trip to see our daughter at SBR, where she is serving as an assistant program director for the Scout Summer Camp. Both my boys are joining my wife and me for the trip. They have been to the SBR before, but only as scouts at a national jamboree. The SBR is enjoying quite a bit of success this summer with strong numbers of scouts attending summer camp. It should be a busy and crowded week at SBR, but lots of fun. FIA Forum returns to Frankfurt on July 12th to address the key issue affecting listed and cleared derivatives market participants. In a program titled Key Trends in Cleared Derivatives, industry experts from major exchanges, clearing firms and vendors, and European regulators will discuss regulatory developments, data, operations, new sustainable finance products, and crypto's futures markets. To see the program and rates to register, you can go to a link in today's newsletter. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Options Discovery, the new video program as part of The Spread, from Alex Tang and John Lothian News. Today, John Lothian News is kicking off a new segment of The Spread called Options Discovery, hosted by Alex Tang. In this series, viewers will learn the ins and outs of options along with Alex. He will take viewers through a wide variety of options topics in the options industry. Our goal at JLN is to cut down your learning curve and to make the world of options accessible to everyone. You can watch this on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Supreme Court's Roe decision disapproved by majority in CBS poll. GOP lawmakers weigh in on overturning of 1973 abortion ruling. AOC calls for aggressive strategy by Democrats to turn tide. A CBS News poll suggested that a majority of Americans disapprove of the U.S. Supreme Court decision overturning the constitutional right to an abortion, which is inflaming a partisan divide on display in comments by senior lawmakers. The poll conducted Friday and Saturday found 59% disapproved of the ruling, including 67% of women, while 78% of Republicans were in favor of the decision, 83% of Democrats disapproved. The survey has a margin of error of plus or minus 3 percentage points. A concurring opinion by Justice Clarence Thomas in the Roe v. Wade decision raised the prospect for many Americans that other rights, including the rights of same-sex marriage and contraception, are now at risk. my comment. The Supreme Court opened a big can of worms that is going to hurt a lot of people, impact lots of companies, and make life more difficult. The question is whether there is enough political will to match polls like this to come to a legislative solution. I certainly hope so, and I believe so. Here's a story from Legacy.com. John Gerald Jack Gain. On Saturday, June 25th, 2022, from a broken heart, John Gerald Jack Gain passed peacefully at his home in Washington, D.C. Beloved husband and father, he is preceded by 11 days in death by his wife, Patricia Tisch, of more than 45 years, who passed away on June 14th, 2022. Jack is survived by his three children, Courtney, Cuddy, Chris of Decatur, Illinois, Margaret Huff, Michael of Dublin, Ireland, and John Gain Carissa of Bethesda, and by his 10 adoring grandchildren. My comment, Jack was one of the pillars of the futures industry. He will be missed. Here's a story from MarketWatch. Opinion, if employees want to work from home, managers should let them or risk losing top money-making talent. As the stock market contracts and the tech industry likely faces a downturn and belt tightening, there's some predictable chatter that employees working from home or hybrid may suffer. But any leader who penalizes or rolls back flexible work policies at this moment is making a massive mistake. In uncertain times, you need to keep top talent. Nowadays, that means providing flexibility, not only in where people work, but when. I've led companies during the last two downturns, the dot-com bust of 2000 and the bigger drop of 2008 and 2009. There was a lot of churn and change, but great engineers, marketers, salespeople, finance wizards, and people leaders are always in high demand, especially during trying times. My comment, this should be self-evident or will become so pretty soon. Here are the top three stories from Friday's JLN. Our top story Friday was our coffee trading strategy from DRW. Second was Coinbase rolls out first crypto derivative amid slump in tokens from Bloomberg. Third was why billionaire Ken Griffin is moving Citadel's headquarters to Miami from Chicago. Riots, an employee stabbed, and an attempted hijacking of his own car from Business Insider. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. From the FT, we will humble them. Four fuels traders took on Wall Street and saved $1.2 billion. Few airlines hedge against surging oil prices, but Southwest's small team has shown the benefit. Southwest Airlines flies alone among the four biggest U.S. carriers in hedging the cost of jet fuel. Its stubborn commitment to the policy is paying off as oil prices hover above $100 a barrel. Hedging will save the company $1.2 billion this year. With the pandemic-battered airline industry returning to profitability, Southwest operating margins will surpass its three major peers, according to Raymond James. Here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. Employees scrambled to keep Robinhood afloat in January 2021 meme stock frenzy. House report finds a deluge of trades strained Robinhood and the market's ecosystem surrounding it. Here are the report's key takeaways. Robinhood Markets Inc. struggled to handle huge volumes of stock trading and sparred with its principal customer, market maker Citadel Securities, during the week in January 2021 when meme stocks exploded, according to a report from the Democratic staff of the House Financial Services Committee. And then finally, here's a story from Bloomberg. Russia defaults on foreign debt for the first time since 1918. The grace periods of two Eurobond coupons expired on Sunday. Russia's finance minister calls the default label a farce. Russia defaulted on its foreign currency's sovereign debt for the first time in a century, the culmination of ever tougher Western sanctions that shut down payment routes to overseas creditors. My comment, here's the Wall Street Journal version of the story as well. There's a link in today's newsletter for that. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.